This recording of a channeling session is intended for your personal use only and is protected by copyright. Please do not duplicate it for any commercial means, and please do not post it to any website. Feel free to post a link back to it on www.josiah.com. Thank you.
We once again, we would like to express our greetings to you, if you will, as well. To once again express our gratitude for you once again offering us this opportunity to interact and to share with you, to view in your vibrational level. Now, before we begin, we would once again remind you that there continues to exist for you that opportunity to be involved in what we like to refer to as that silent communication, or that telepathic interaction and exchange of information with other entities that would be with us on this afternoon. And indeed, as well with that portion that you like to refer to as your higher self. And you will find that as a result of the energy that you are creating in this session this afternoon, that it will be quite easy for you to alter your consciousness and to enter into what we like to refer to as a meditative state, and in that state participate in that telepathic exchange of information. But as always, of course, that choice is yours, absolutely. Now, we continuously bring to you that basic piece of information that you are the creators of your reality. You are, for lack of a better terminology, the gods you search for. And you are, as well, inevitably going to come to that understanding that this reality is your creation. You cannot fail to come to the understanding of who and what you truly are. All of the rest that you experience, not only in this vibrational level, but in all of the vibrational levels that you choose to exist in, are illusionary realities that are a validation of your beliefs and belief systems, bringing to you that which you desire to experience. Now, in this reality, in this illusionary reality that you exist in this vibrational level, you once again go to great lengths to put in place limitations to achieve that understanding in your awakened consciousness state. It's important to continuously come back to that understanding that the reality that you experience is an illusion. It doesn't mean that it's not significant. It means that it is a reality that you continuously alter and change, and you continuously put in place the limitations to understand not only the process of the methods and technologies that you've used to make those alterations and changes, but you also limit your understanding that you exist in a reality that's based upon the now, so to speak. And that in itself becomes a very difficult concept for you to grasp. You see, in this conscious state that you experience in this vibrational level, you once again put in place what we refer to as human consciousness belief systems that are very difficult for you to exist outside of while maintaining this awake consciousness state in this vibrational level. As one of those conscious human consciousness belief systems that is perhaps one of the most difficult for you to step outside of is this belief in time and space. You have other realities, other human consciousness belief systems that you refer to as your laws of physics that become very difficult for you to alter, but in some instances certain individuals become very competent at altering those human consciousness belief systems. And if only for what you in your awakened consciousness that would refer to as a limited time period, have the capacity to step outside of those human consciousness belief systems and continue to exist in this vibrational level at this awakened consciousness state. However, to step outside of the belief in time and space is very difficult to achieve and to accomplish. Not impossible, but very difficult. Each of you, to a certain extent, have the opportunity and have, most certainly, in your so-called past, in not only this particular incarnational period, but in other incarnational periods, experience what you might refer to as lapses in this concept of time and space. Primarily, these experiences occur when you are experiencing relatively intense ranges of emotions and feelings, and not necessarily what you would call either positive or negative types of emotions and feelings. For once again, positive or negative only exists at the level of consciousness that you experience in your so-called awakened consciousness state, at the level from which you create your reality. There is no such judgment on what is right or wrong, good or bad, positive or negative emotions and feelings. However, in your awakened consciousness state, absolutely you experience what you believe to be either negative or positive experiences. And it's in those very intense ranges, once again, of emotions and feelings that you have the capacity to experience to some degree this concept of existing in the now. If it's what you refer to as a positive experience, a very intense emotion that you would wish you could continue, then that experience you would wish to be never ending. And when you're in that experience of that intense range of emotion that you would believe to be a positive emotion, then absolutely you experience for what you may refer to as perhaps a limited amount of time, this concept that nothing else exists, that you exist in the now, and you would wish it would go on forever. There can be as well these very intense emotions that you in your awakened consciousness stack would view as being rather negative emotions. And in those instances as well, it seems like time disappears. It's in those particular times, because of your belief that it's a rather negative emotion in your awakened consciousness state, that you wish it would end, and yet it seems like it may never end, and you exist once again outside of, in terms of your experience, from your mental capacity, if you wish, in your awakened consciousness state, existing outside of this concept of time and space. And so each of you have experienced, once again, and to some extent, this concept that there is the ability to exist in the now. The prime example is when you are involved in a very humorous situation, and you are in a very intense type of laughter and emotion. Everything else dissipates. All of the troubles are gone. All of the other emotions, sometimes both negative and positive, are gone. You experience this absolute existing in the now. once again, a very difficult concept for you to perpetuate in your awakened consciousness state. One of the most difficult human consciousness belief systems for you to step outside of. You can enter into a meditative state, and in that altered state of consciousness, as we have suggested many times, it's possible for you to experience existing outside of this concept of time and space. You are certainly, to a certain extent, still affected by this veil that you put in place that exists throughout all the levels of consciousness that you experience in this vibrational level. However, you do have, in that altered state of consciousness, the capacity to alter time if you wish. You can experience, for example, existences in other lifetimes, in other incarnational periods. And you can certainly experience what may, in your altered state of consciousness, appear to be a huge passage of time in what, in your awakened consciousness state, may be a very limited or small amount of time. And so in that altered state of consciousness, in your meditative state, absolutely, you have that capacity and do experience to a certain extent what it is to exist in the now, to be able to experience and be involved in various other incarnational periods or indeed in other experiences in this incarnational place, both not only in your so-called past, but also perhaps in your future, should you so be inclined to believe that such is possible for you to achieve. It's rather ironic for most that when you return from that altered state of consciousness into what you refer to as your wide awake consciousness state, even then, you will frequently check to see how much time has passed, how much real time has passed. It's rather ironic that you have just come from a state which is much closer to the true reality of who and what you truly are, back into this illusionary reality, and yet in this illusionary reality, because of your desire to make it seem real and beyond your capacity to control, you almost instantly switch back into this concept of time and space. And once again, frequently check to see how long you've actually been out of this reality. How long have you been gone? When actually it's the other way around. Now, in this reality, in your awakened consciousness state, you have a tendency, once again, to assume that the past is very difficult for you to change. You look into your past, you can look into your history, and you can come up with all types of various concepts and ideas of what has occurred to bring you into your present state that's affected your so-called present existence. Be that past not only in this lifetime but in other incarnational periods in your so-called past in your history. Now, when we first began interacting with you in this incarnational period, we give you examples of existing in other realities in this vibrational level, and we give it to you based upon a passage of time. We gave it to you based upon your so-called history. It's also based upon what you believe your history to be. We gave it to you based upon a history on a timeline, if you wish, because in your awakened consciousness state, it's much easier for you to grasp that concept. It's very difficult for many to grasp the concept that you exist in the now, that there is no such thing as a so-called past that is having a direct effect upon your present, unless, of course, you wish there to be such a occurrence. Because once again, if that does exist, if there has been this past that's affecting your present, then it validates your belief in time and space. a very difficult concept for you to step outside of. And yet we continuously attempt to bring you back to the understanding that this reality that you exist in is your creation and it's an illusion. It's a validation of your beliefs and belief systems. You are, once again, individuals, and yet you are one. Perhaps all the concepts that defy an explanation, that is the strongest and most difficult to give any type of example. You are one, and yet you are an individual. You are all that is. You exist in an illusion, and you continuously alter the illusion. Now, in this illusion, in this reality, in this particularly this incarnational period, you have once again put in place human consciousness belief systems. Some of those human consciousness belief systems that you have incorporated into this incarnational period for the purpose of allowing you to experience certain realities and consequently emotions and feelings based upon this incarnational period and those beliefs and belief systems that you hold in place, both as a human consciousness of which you are all one and yet you are individual, a human consciousness that you have all agreed to participate in. You have once again put in place in this incarnational period certain beliefs and belief systems that are very difficult for you to step outside of. You in this incarnational period believe that you all are existing on a particular planet, on this earth, the earth systems, on the surface of this planet, and you are surrounded by an atmosphere. You in this incarnational period as a human consciousness hold the belief that it is necessary for you to continue to exist, that you must have certain elements in place, like the gravity, for example, that has an effect upon your physical being, like this atmosphere that you believe is absolutely necessary for you to exist, that without the utilization of oxygen, that it would not be possible for you to exist. Beliefs and belief systems that are held within your human consciousness. You, in this particular incarnational period as well, believe that that has been a continual human consciousness belief system that's been in place throughout your entire so-called past history. And yet we have suggested that there have been other incarnational periods where you had the capacity to come and leave this particular incarnational period or this particular vibrational level almost at will and to exist not only on this or that system but to exist throughout your entire illusionary reality at will. It's an illusion. It's important that you continue to grasp that concept that it's an illusion. It's your illusion. And you put in place the limitations or the possibilities and all of the probabilities that you will experience within this illusion in this particular vibrational level. And so, once again, in your so-called present, incarnational period to once again incorporate your belief in time and space into some type of an explanation. You believe that it's necessary for you to have certain elements to exist within this atmosphere, within this earth system. And we're suggesting that that only exists because you believe it's necessary. Because you as a human consciousness put those beliefs and belief systems in place. We're also suggesting that not only is it possible, but in other incarnational periods, you hold entirely different beliefs and belief systems. In other incarnational periods, you experiment with other human consciousness belief systems that allow you to experience different realities. You exist in this reality for the opportunity to experience intense ranges of emotions and feelings as a result of this illusionary reality that you exist in, that you believe is beyond your capacity to control. And yet you control it absolutely. It's an illusion. We continuously come back that it's important for you to grasp that concept that you are all that is and you exist within an illusion. You are all that is. And so when you begin to look outside of your Earth atmosphere, it's your creation. You are limited to exist within this atmosphere and this atmospheric pressure and under the influence of this gravitational force because you as a human consciousness believe that that's absolutely necessary for you to continue to exist. And in this particular incarnational period, because of those beliefs and belief systems, these human consciousness belief systems, it becomes very difficult for you to step outside of that belief and belief system. But it's not always like that. We're not going to say that it's in your past or in your present or in your future. That doesn't exist. It's like that in this incarnational period. You exist in a multitude of incarnational periods. And in many of your altered state of consciousness, you experience those other incarnational periods that you're involved in, that you are the creator of. And so we talk to you once again, based upon your belief in time and space of your so-called history, of when you existed in what we refer to as the Lemurian period, as the Atlantean periods, in which you have a much better understanding of your creationary process and of your capacity and ability to alter the reality. Consciously, you have, as we have suggested as well, based once again upon your belief in time and space, altered this particular incarnational period to enter into an existence where it's possible for you to achieve alterations and creations in your reality from a conscious state that once again has been very difficult to you to achieve in your so-called past, in your so-called history. Because you see, in your so-called past or your so-called history, you have very little understanding of the Lemurian period. It's not part of your so-called past. It's not part of your history. It's not part of what you refer to as your evolutionary process. Many of your scientists would say that it never existed. It's not possible. It's not possible to achieve in this incarnational period because you choose to put in place the limitations to understand who and what you truly are because you choose to put in place the human consciousness beliefs and belief systems that limit your capacity to achieve what you readily achieve in other incarnational periods in which you don't put in the same human consciousness beliefs and belief systems. It's an illusion. You not only can, but do have whatever it is that you desire. And you look upon your so-called past from this awakened consciousness state, and you somehow believe that it's beyond your control. You somehow believe that it is something that has occurred before you existed. And yet it's really not that way. When we talk about the individuals who existed in the Lemurian period, who exist in the Atlantean periods. We're talking about the same one. We're talking about the same pieces of the one, if you wish. We're talking about the attribute, not some alien that existed from some foreign reality. Absolutely not. You exist in each and every atom of all that is. It's an illusion. These so-called entities that you view in your past of having existed before your existence came into being are you. It's why for some individuals who have that capacity to tap into, if you wish, other realities, other incarnational periods, come back into a particular incarnational period, it doesn't matter which one you utilize, but into different incarnational periods with these concepts, seemingly unbelievable concepts. And yet to that individual, not only is it believable, but it's an experience that they've actually participated in. They've experienced the emotions and feelings that are associated with that existence. That's why you exist in this vibrational level. And so, your past, that you like to refer to as something that has occurred in your so-called history, is really existing in the now. You exist in that so-called past, in the now. You are a multidimensional personality. Time and space are illusionary, they don't really exist. All of the other incarnational periods, all of your so-called past and history, is in the now. Because you have such a strong electrical magnetic tap of energy that permeates throughout your entire existence, not only in your awakened consciousness state, but to a certain degree in all the levels of consciousness that you exist in this vibrational level, it's almost impossible for you in your awakened consciousness state to grasp that concept of the now. It's even more difficult for you to grasp that concept that you are all that is, that you exist once again throughout this entire illusion, because it's an illusion, because it exists because you desire for it to exist, that it's the result of what you believe, choices and decisions made at various levels of consciousness. You see, one of the other concepts that you hold in your awakened consciousness state, that the reality that you experience is as a result of the choices and decisions and all of the beliefs and belief systems that you seem to hold in this awakened consciousness state. And it's not that way at all. In fact, many find it quite beneficial to, in their altered state of consciousness, make choices and decisions. In their altered state of consciousness, in what you like to refer to as a meditative state, utilize various methods and techniques to attempt to create the reality, and many achieve seemingly better success at utilizing some type of imaginary reality in their altered state of consciousness, utilizing an imagery to bring it into your so-called awakened consciousness state. Because in that altered state of consciousness, you, to a certain extent, do not experience the same limitations that you do in your awakened consciousness state. it's possible for you in that altered state of consciousness to, for lack of better terminology, thin the veil, to experience other incarnational periods, to tap into that different vibrational level that you're existing in terms of another incarnational period, another time, if you wish. And then in that altered state of consciousness, as a result of that imagery, alter your beliefs and belief systems to the point where you begin to experience a different reality in your awakened consciousness state back in this incarnational period. And so, in other incarnational periods, because of beliefs in belief systems, you exist under entirely different set of rules and regulations, limitations. You like to have limitations. You see, limitations validate that you are not in control. Limitations strengthen that validation that there are other forces that are influencing and creating your reality. And so you like to have limitations. In another incarnational periods, in other realities that you experience in this vibrational level, you change the limitation. It's an illusion. It's important to grasp that concept that this reality you experience is your creation and it's an illusionary reality. The only limitation to your creation process is your imagination. And so in these other incarnational periods, you alter the limitations. You alter the human consciousness belief system. You alter this belief that it's necessary for you to exist under the influence of this atmosphere that exists around your Earth system. Why is that necessary? It's only necessary because you have agreed as a human consciousness to have that experience in this incarnational period. And you like to believe, once again, to validate that this reality is real, that there's a passage of time and space, and that for some reason it's always been that way. And as soon as someone comes along in your awakened consciousness state and challenges that concept, there's all parts of proof that indeed it's necessary for you to have certain elements to exist within your Earth and Earth system. And that stepping outside of that makes it very difficult, if not impossible, for you to survive. Your choice, it's an illusion. If you continuously come back to grasping that concept, that you are all that is, you create this reality as a validation of your beliefs and belief systems, and you cannot fail to come to that understanding. Then you begin to realize that absolutely nothing is impossible for you to experience. The only limitation to your creation is your imagination. You create your reality through desire, imagination, and expectation. If you don't just do that in this particular incarnational period, in this day, you do that throughout all of the existence in this vibrational level, in what we refer to as the now. You as a human consciousness, to give you some type of an example and a validation of which we are attempting to explain, have entered into what we refer to as the new age and new energy. That choice to alter the very energy that you utilize to create this reality was done at a level of your subconsciousness that many in your so-called awakened consciousness state not only have no idea of that concept, but would absolutely and outrightly reject it in your awakened consciousness state. And yet, at some level of your consciousness, the human consciousness, the one that you are, agreed to alter that energy that you utilize to create this reality. And as a result, as we have suggested many times, the thoughts that you experience in your awakened consciousness state, the choices and decisions that you make in your awakened consciousness state, not in all the altered state of consciousness, although absolutely that continues to be an effective way of altering your reality, but the thoughts and feelings, the expectations, the imagination, the desires that you hold in your awakened consciousness state are influencing this reality in a manner that's been very difficult for you to achieve in your so-called past, which even many of you in your existence in this incarnational period can understand the huge transformation that has occurred from your so-called past to your so-called present. Some of those alterations and advances you would look upon perhaps as being positive in terms of your technological advances, if you wish. The capacity for you to instantly communicate with another entity existing on the other side of your system in a manner which was, in your so-called past and not so distant past, absolutely impossible. Something that was beyond comprehension. And you as well, in your awakened consciousness state, are beginning to experience tremendous changes in your Earth's atmosphere. Alterations in the Earth's surface that your scientists and many look upon as being indeed the result of various activities of the human beings upon your Earth system. And in a sense, that's true. But the greatest activity that is resulting in these alterations of your Earth system is the activity that one holds in their choices and decisions, in their expectations that they are experiencing and involved in your awakened consciousness state. You in your awakened consciousness state, as a society and as a societal belief system, are not only contemplating various changes in your Earth's atmosphere, you're actually anticipating and expecting it. And as a result, you're creating it. And it's that choice and decisions, it's that expectation, it's the utilization of your imagination that's far more responsible for that reality than any of the physical activities that you're involved in on your Earth's atmosphere and on your Earth's surface. Even though, from a scientific standpoint of view, from your awakened consciousness state, you like to have a reason. You like to have a reason that's beyond this capacity of the simple expectation. The reason. You need to have a scientific explanation so that it's real, so that it is somehow beyond your capacity as individuals to control. And yet, as we have suggested, in this new age and new energy, you from an awakened consciousness state are affecting the reality you experience in a manner that's been very difficult for you to experience in your so-called past. And those are but two examples of how that reality is being affected by the thoughts and feelings, by the choices and decisions, by the expectations of individuals in your particular incarnational period. For many, there are much more individual expectations. experiences that are seemingly coming into reality simply by one's expecting, simply by one's choices and decisions, utilizing one's imagination and desires. And so, within this incarnational period, you as individuals and as a human consciousness have altered the reality, have altered the elements that you utilize to correct this reality to the point where you are once again affecting it from a human consciousness awake level that has been very difficult for you to achieve in your past. And we're speaking now again in your past in terms of what you rely upon as being your so-called recorded history. And yet we suggest in other incarnational periods you experience realities that in this incarnational period you would look upon as being absolutely impossible. It's only impossible because you, as individuals, as a society, as a human consciously, hold the belief that it's impossible. And so existence in this incarnational period is restrained and restricted, if you wish, in your awakened consciousness state, in this physical experience, by the limitations that you put in place that must be contained within this earth system. It's not always that way. It's an illusion. It's important to grasp that concept that you create the reality. This reality that you exist in is a validation of your belief system. You are the God you search for. You are the one. You exist entirely within each and every atom of this entire vibrational level. And you cannot fail to come to that understanding. As difficult as that may seem to grasp in your awakened consciousness state, we absolutely guarantee you cannot fail to come to the understanding of who and what you truly are. Now, if you wish, we would break for a moment or two, and if you have any questions, we would be willing to attempt to answer them for you. And so in the meantime, we would remind you that we are not separated by time or space, but rather by a vibrational level, and should you choose to interact with us, you have but to express the intent, and we would welcome that opportunity to interact and do an exchange with the act of you. And so we would bid you farewell with love and with peace.